Food Leaders Australia is positioning itself as a one-stop shop for helping agribusiness develop new products and access new export markets. Joe Shepherd is from the Toowoomba Surat Basin Enterprise, one of the initiative's foundation partners. She says the key to accessing new markets is working together.
There is a change in mindset with business looking at some of those enormous markets that are emerging, and there is a bit of a movement of businesses turning their thoughts to how they can collaborate, how they can find synergies with other businesses, not only in this region but across Australia, in achieving their new way of doing business.
Let's talk about those enormous opportunities and markets. What do you think is possible by working together in this way?
I think, for the first time in a long time in Australian food and ag, there is a real sense of the opportunity of being able to value add here. Obviously, in China and other countries in Asia, food safety and quality of their food is really important. And some of the consumers are now going, actually we want not only the food to be produced in Australia, but processed and packaged there as well. And then we know that it is a genuine item from Australia. So I think, that's a really exciting thing for Australian business. For many years, we've felt that we're expensive in terms of manufacturing, packaging and processing. But I think this really is a new opportunity to move further down the supply chain and really move away from that commodity production and into the area of value add.
Can you give me an example of some of the businesses that might be able to capitalise on this that have a product that Asia is looking for?
I think beef is the low-hanging fruit. Obviously, there's enormous global interest, actually, in beef and Australian beef in particular. Anyone who went to Beef Week in Rocky recently will have, seen the amount of interest there. But I think, for the beef producers, for the beef processors, there is a new market. Customers in China and other Asian countries are actually purchasing or doing most of their purchases through an e-commerce platform where they order their meals, their meat, for tomorrow night's dinner or Friday night's dinner, actually through e-commerce, which is very different to how we shop here in Australia. But, it's very real over there, and I think processors in Australia and certainly in this region are looking at how they can access, business-to-consumer sales, which is very exciting. It's a new way of doing business. Beef predominantly has either gone out as a live product or a carcass or a boxed beef product. So this new retail form, direct to the customer, is definitely a new way of doing business.
Kevin Norman is the Executive Manager of Food Leaders Australia. He says there are enormous marketing opportunities in Asia.
The statistics are staggering. We know we've got 1.3 billion people in China now, and many of them are already wealthy. I've heard statistics that there's more millionaires in China than what there are people in Australia. But that aside, there's no doubt that they're growing in wealth. And so they're demanding, some of the food products in particular that we take for granted. There have been some concerns over food security, and the melamine scandal, several years ago has heightened that. And so as they've increased in wealth, they're saying, what are some of the food products that we can get from a country like Australia that has really great food security, clean and green, and they're prepared to pay for that.
Just picking up on what you said about export opportunities, Wellcamp Airport is obviously sitting there as a resource that can be used here. Tell me what needs to happen for that to be able to be utilised fully.
The key thing at the moment is that it's only just started, it's getting underway, and it's all about, getting cargo planes, freight planes, full of our great produce into some of the markets. Now, we're doing a lot of work on that. We're already getting indications that we may have some of those planes heading out later in the year. Wagner's are going full steam ahead in terms of getting up their international capability and licences to be able to do that. So there's quite a few steps in the process. It's not something that you can just do overnight. But as I said, there's indications that we'll be doing that in a few months' time later in the year.